And we're talking about Kibbudav, like I mean the parsha of Esav and Yaakov. So the Medrash says that Esav was Mekayim Kibbudav in the most that anybody. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said he was Mekayim Kibbudav. Nobody else was Mekayim just like he did, and he didn't come to half of the Kibbudav of Esav. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, when I'm Mechabit my father, I wear Begadim Meluch Lachim. That's a Lashon HaMedrash. When I go out the street, I wear nice clothes. Esav, when he went out the street, he wore regular clothes, and when he was Mishamish, his father, he said, Ein kvode shel abo elo bebigdei malchus, and he wore. Why Reb Shimon ben Gamliel didn't do what Esav did, that I don't know, but you, that we'll have to think about. Al Koponim, that's what it says. So we have to have against Esav, at least a kibbudav, a hidur mitzvah. What Esav did, we have to do much more. So, we brought a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, Avimi had five children, Bnei Samchi. And it says, Kigoin, Rabavo said, Rabavo had a son, Avimi. And Avimi had five children, Bnei Samchi. Kigoin, Avimi, Bri, Kiyei, Mitzvahs, Kibbut. Because whenever Rabavo came to the house, he said, Rabavo didn't, Avimi didn't let anybody of his children open the door, only he himself opened the door for his father, for Kibbudav. Then the Gemara says that, Yoy Machad, the father asked him for Rabavo, he asked him to drink water. Till he brought the water, Nimne. So as the father, Rabavo, was sleeping, he fell asleep, and Avimi stood there with the water. Istaya Milsi, while he was standing there with the water, Istaya Milsi had a siyata d'shmaya, and he understood one of the pshatim in Rashi, is that he understood pshat in Mizmor La'osof, Elokim bo goyim benach lo secho, timo secho al kodshecho. So it should be kino La'osof. Elo, he understood why he was standing there. Bidyuk, he understood that kilo chamose beitzim avonim. Because if not kilo chamose beitzim avonim, so it would have been no nishtayim miklal Yisrael, nothing. So what's the shaychus that? Because he was standing there, that's why he was nishtayim milsa, that he understood the inyan of kino la'osof. Elo, the pshat is, it says, when the klal Yisrael is in a high madrega, and the binyan beis hamikdash is begolui, it's like Tfilin Shel Rosh. It says, "V'rov kol am yotz k'shem Hashem nikro lecho v'yoru mimeko." Elu Tfilin Shel Rosh. Tfilin Shel Rosh has the Shin. Shin is Rosh Hitev. It says in the Kadmonim, Shin is Rosh Hitev. It's Shem Hashem nikro. But Cholila, by the Zman of the Churban, is together Tfilin Shel Yad. It's Be'ester. It's not Begolui, and we don't have the Shem Hashem nikro lecho, and it's not v'yoru mimeko. So what happens? The Shin. The Shin changes around the Osius and comes Yoshen. Like it says, Haman said, Yeshnoi Amechob, Yoshin Weli Keim Shalelu. Or it says that, it says, and the Medrash, it says, Ani Yeshena Velibi Eir. That means it's Bekilu Begeda, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Cholil, it means Bebchinas, the Zashpoz Bebchinas, Yoshin Velibi Eir, the Tfilin Shal Yad is connected to the Lev. That means Ani Yeshena B'Matzav Yeshena. So the Libi is there. It's like Begeder of Tfilin Shel Yad. So that the Shin is like Yoshin. And it says Vayikatz Ki Yoshin Hashem Ki Gibor Misrunen Miayin Vayach Tzor Of Ocher Cher Pasolam Nosan Lomay. So there's a Pchina of Yoshin. And Homan understood that this man of the Churban was Behester upon him was like Begeder Yoshin. When Avimi stood by his father, and his father was sleeping, Bamsi he didn't have a chiyuv so much of kibbudav. He made a hidur mitzvah in kibbudav. His chustad hidur, and he was machshiv his sleeping father as a father that's up and awake, and his heir, and he has to be mekayim kibbud. He made that hidur, his machshiv his father so much, and he understood that even when he's sleeping, b'matzav ob yoshen, but he's a father. That he understood also that Kodesh Baruch Hu, even there's a b'chin of Yoshin, but it's a father. A father doesn't give oinchim and poronis. A father has a tochnit. He has a chinuch. He's saving on his son, even though he's doing something that looks like it's a oinish, but be'emes, it's only for our good. That kilo chamose beitzim avonim. That's why it's a mizmor loosof, and it's all for our good.